As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table. All across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, June the 27th. Goodbye, June. 2 hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Of course, always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. When we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. Yeah, it's Jeremy Bentham, the Panopticon. Find out all about it. Where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Rattling the bars this morning. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free, our dime, your time, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Trying to dig out that email basket. My, I got hundreds in there trying to get to the bottom of it. Anyway, and for those without internet access listening via our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Just send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo. That's Exeter, Missouri, M-O, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. I'll carry in this broadcast this morning. Thank you so very much for broadcasting. Become a vocal local to your listening audiences. Our call-in number remains, again, 866-841-1065. Break out your Sharpie. Write it on the table. Put it right up on the top of your browser there. Anyway, your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals swim in a toxic soup of red ink. All the indicators are in decline across the board, from sea to shining sea. Nothing but red ink this morning. Blank Fine Cohen, Soros, Murdoch, Jabo, Smithfield, Ron Paul, they're all in the news this morning. The intro to business, we'll go back and visit with some more of that. Communal ghosts, equilibrium theory, pricing, so on and so forth. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Again, everything is down all across the board, so just sit down and buckle up and go for the ride. New York City has, at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold an hour ago, trading off $3.20 an ounce, now below the $1,500 peg at $1,499.10 an ounce. Silver off 40 cents at $33.92. No spin here, folks. Just giving it to you like it really is. Platinum off $6 at $1,679 a troy ounce. Palladium off $5 at $723. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. $1,490.30 for a low in gold. $1,506.40 for a high. But at $1,499.10, your gold is up year to year, $243.40 for a 19.38% return on your investment. Where's that 30% ROI we had a while back? Well, we'll get it back. London Gold Fix this morning. The boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,501, and it's trading within striking distance of that right now. The SPDR Gold Shares overnight, over the weekend, unchanged. They claim to be holding this morning 1,209.14 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. Valued on State Street at around $59 billion at these bullion spot prices. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere. even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, June the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming July, Monday through Friday. This is reliable as a German train and as accurate as Swiss watch. This is what we do here. Again, my name is William Roberts. Let's go back in our close out our market report for this morning. Active trading again out of New York City. It's a sea of red ink, folks. 100% of the market in red this morning, all the way across the board. Nobody spared. Gold off $3.20 an ounce at $14.99.10. Silver off 40 cents at $33.92. Platinum off $6 at $16.79. Palladium off $5 at $723. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 115 at $11,935. Let's see, I should say the FTSE was up a little bit. But other than that, the NASDAQ closed down 34 at $26.53 on Friday. The S&P 500 closed down 15 at $12.69. Crude oil this morning off another 70 cents. That's good news, I suppose, unless you're in the oil-backed dollar business. Anyway, the crude oil this morning off 70 cents at $90.46 doesn't equate to any savings for me. However, where we find here in sunny southwest Missouri, the price of diesel fuel is still $3.96, and gasoline for the cheapest regular is running about $3.65, I think it was. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 3 basis points at 75.55. Of course, that infects all of the foreign exchange rates. Where we were this morning, the Canadian loonie off 15 basis points at $1.01. Mexican peso off 0.06 or 6 basis points, still at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 4 basis points at $1.42. The British pound, not to be undone, off 0.04 at $1.60. And the Swiss franc, even though it is off 13 basis points, it's back again at $1.20 in the foreign exchange market against the U.S. dollar. The bond market, weeping red ink as well. The two-year yield is at 0.35%. The 10-year at 287 and the 30 at 421. In the mortgage markets, if there's any relief in this, if there's a silver lining anywhere, your mortgage rates are continuing to plummet. And so if you need to get a mortgage, I would recommend the 15-year fixed rate mortgage. This morning on a national average, moving down from 3.81% to 3.62%. Get in the line for free money. 30-year mortgages moved down this morning from 4.59% to 4.44%. The prime rate, of course, they chiseled that in stone like the 10th commandment. Anyway, prime rate at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 44.20 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold in the Econo Day calendar for the week. Lots of action as always. Thursday again is going to be jobless claims day. That's the big day. Wednesday, the mortgage bankers, the purchase apps will be out. The pending home sales index will be out. Red Book at Goldman will be out on Tuesday. This morning, there's not a lot. Personal income outlays. Some people are going to talk. Some announcements are going to be made. And a few auctions are going to be held. But let's jump over here and look at what's going down in the personal income and outlays department. Here's the report right off Econo Day. In May, income growth was moderate, but spending was flat. Income growth was moderate. Did you get any increase in your income this month in May? I don't know. But spending was flat, largely on a dip in auto sales, with gasoline appearing to also weigh down. Yeah. God, I hope these guys didn't have to spend much for their education to write this stuff. Inflation news is mixed. Personal income in May rose 0.3%, matching the gain the month before. The latest figure came in lower than analysts' expectations of a 0.4% advance. Wages and salaries increased a modest percent. They didn't say how much, just a modest percent. This component was softened by no change in the government subcomponent. So I guess that's really going to be Barry's epitaph, just ain't no change, baby. Personal spending weakened in May, posting at a no change, following a 0.3% boost. I'm telling you, I had to stop by the Wally World here locally to get some ink for my printer. That's the way it goes. The only place to get it in town at a reasonable price is Wally World. Boy, I'll tell you, they were stacked to the rafters. They had all their staff there. There was nobody in the store. Three or four people stumbling over the top of me to try and lead me to the HP ink section, the counter. On the inflation front, the headline price PCE price index is 0.2%. I doubt that. However, the core ratio edged up 0.3. In other words, everything you need, it's just going up. Well, let's look at it a little bit longer. Here, the longest losing streak since 2008 ending for commodities as futures surge. So the writers write, and of course, Nicholas Larkin and Pham Dion Nguyen, writing for Bloomberg. I like these guys' writing style. Commodities will rebound from the worst losing streak since the end of 2008 because shortages of everything from copper to palladium to corn will boost the prices, even if economic growth slows. Should history be a guide? Commodities will rebound from the worst losing streak since the end of 2008. That's what they're saying. The benchmark Standard & Poor's GSCI index is heading for a second monthly drop led by declines in silver, coffee, and nickel. The last time that happened, the gauge surged 36% in the next 6 months. Speculators are holding a net of 1.1 million U.S. futures and options contracts to bet on higher prices. So we're into the summer doldrums, the dog days of summer, the summer slump, but there is a silver lining in the horizon. The long-term perspective is that many commodities have supply constraints. Try and buy any silver over the weekend. Kind of hard to get your hands on it unless you're buying old coins from a coin dealer. That's an environment where you want commodities in your portfolio. The two-month slump in raw materials mirrored declines in stocks with almost $4 trillion of equity value erased since May. $4 trillion of equity value. See why you don't want to be in these stocks and bonds. You want to get your hands on something real. I don't care whether you got a basket, a bushel of wheat in your closet. I wouldn't recommend that, by the way. It'll go buggy in a heartbeat. Or you're stashing up the gold, the silver, the platinum, the palladium, and the rhodium. Financial assets also retreated as more than two dozen countries in the European Central Bank raised interest rates to cool inflation, and Greece sought aid to avoid becoming the first euro area country to default. Wow, been hearing that one over and over again. Silver winner. Silver will be the biggest winner among 15 commodities in the second half, rallying as much as 46% by December the 31st to match the all-time high of 49.79 set in April. The median in a Bloomberg survey of more than 100 analysts and traders show. So this morning, silver, 33.92. Might think about increasing your position there. Whale, I was going to say whale oil. No, it's not whale oil. It's wild gold. Will have one of the smallest gains. Its 9.9% advance means a record price of $1,650 an ounce by year end. Copper will gain 11% to $10,000 a metric ton. Corn and wheat will be the best agricultural performers, each rising 30% to $8.18 a bushel and $8.50 a bushel, respectively. The survey showed Arabica coffee may rally 11% to $2.80 a pound. The survey shows, so if you have Starbucks coffee or something else in your house, you might want to stock up on a little bit of fresh bean coffee because the price is going up, all right? Here's another article. Banks should seek to boost capital levels before the Basel deadlines, the Bank of International Settlement says. Jim Brunsdon writing this one for Bloomberg. We'll have to figure out what Jim's got to say right after this. Stay tuned.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
So at the bottom of this lengthy article off the Bloomberg website, banks should seek to boost capital levels before the Basel deadlines, BIS says, that's the Bank of International Settlement. The Basel Committee on Banking Supervision's requirements, which will more than triple the core reserves that banks must hold to protect themselves from insolvency, are, quote, the core regulatory response to the problems revealed by the financial crisis, said Mervyn King and a bunch of other guys. They need to do more than just follow the timetable for meeting the standards. Quote, countries should move faster if their banks are profitable and are able to apply the standards without having to restrict credit. They should consider Basel III as a minimum standard that they can surpass if they wish. It's a lengthy article. I'd recommend that you read it. It's got tons of links in there for other information. So, again, the article, you can find it up on Bloomberg. Banks should seek to boost capital levels. Let's continue along here and take a look at this one. Consumer spending in the U.S. stagnated in May. Now, once again, you know, I give it to you right off the Econo Day calendar. And then they come around and Alex Kowalski writes this one for the pay dirt, June the 27th. Consumer spending unexpectedly stagnated. It was unexpected. No one expected it. Just came up out of nowhere, you know, and stagnated. In May, as employment prospects dimmed and rising inflation caused Americans to cut back. Alex, I hope you didn't spend much on your education either. Purchases were little changed, the weakest outcome since June of 2010, after a revised 0.3% gain the prior month. The Commerce Department showed Walgreens Company, it was among the retailers, you know, Walgreens goes way back in this country. I don't know about how many of you ever have heard of the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company. Anyone? The Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company? That one threw me for a loop over the weekend. I'd never heard of that before. Went up on Wiki only to discover that that's your A&P. And they've been around for a long time, too, since the 1800s. The quarter is going to be very slow, said Christopher Lowe. Low, slow, the chief economist at the FTN Financial in New York, who correctly forecast household spending. But he didn't need a Ouija board. Quote, the biggest explanation for that is gas prices. So obviously the fact that oil has fallen quite a bit in the last couple of weeks is really a good thing. Relief, just in time. Get a latte, Christopher. Step outside. Some fresh air. Anyway, survey results, estimates from 70 economists surveyed by Bloomberg ranged from declines of 0.3% to gains of 0.3%. So they're mixed at nothing, right? Add the two together and you get zero, right? Minus 0.3 plus 0.3, zero. Ain't going to be no change. China stocks priced for a hard landing signal second half rally by the top brokers. Keep your eyes on China, folks. Tomorrow we're going to have Vicki Davis join us for the full broadcast. She'll be back again on Thursday as well. We're going to go into the foreign trade zones deeper than I've gone before with Vicki, and looking forward to doing that. Bloomberg News writing this one, the lowest Chinese stock valuation since economic growth collapsed 3 years ago are assigned to the nation's biggest brokerages that it's time to buy. That's right, rush right in there and buy. The Shanghai Composite Index 6.2% retreat this quarter sent the gauge to 11.6 times estimated profit. That's price to earnings there. Data compiled by Bloomberg, it took the global financial crisis and a decline in China's growth rate to a seven-year low of 6.8% to push the valuations this low in November. Blah, 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 lengthy article. This market has basically priced in a very pessimistic outlook for the economy. A hard landing of the economy is very unlikely, he said, forecasting the Shanghai index will advance as much as 15% by the end of the year. And then it goes on and talks about all of the government controls in their marketplace. Here's another one. Smithfield. Well, you old Derry Brownfield fans know what I'm talking about when I say Smithfield. Smithfield looking for meaty acquisitions. could say that the Wiener and Barney Frank look for that all the time, too. Anyway, Joseph Chioli and Danielle Cusera and Rita Nazareth collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg. Goes this way. Smithfield Foods Incorporated, the owner of the world's largest hog slaughterhouse, wow, is looking for deals in smoked ham, bacon, and frozen meatballs. That's right. Smoked ham, bacon, and frozen meatballs. Wonder if we could get them to make our bacon bucks. Bacon bucks. I think bacon bucks would be good. We know some people who keep their greasy hands off of them. Anyway, that may put Sara Lee Corporation, you know, Sara Lee's been in the news an awful lot lately, and People's Food Holdings Limited on its shopping list. In other words, Smithfield's Mergers and Acquisitions Department looking at Sara Lee and People's Food Holdings. Smithfield, Virginia-based company, may seek purchases in the packaged meat industry after canceling a plan this month to buy Spain's Campo Frío Food Group S.A. chief executive officer. See, it's not just the Chinese coming into America with foreign direct investment. This is a systemic problem. It's going global. Anyway, their chief executive officer, Larry Pope, said on June 16th, Sara Lee, which is spinning off its beverage business to focus on meat, yeah, baby, get that protein on the plate, may be a target, said the Fifth Third Asset Management. Smithfield could also profit from an acquisition in an emerging market such as China, where pork prices reach a three-year high as shortages of the nation's most consumed meat persist. Pork. I guess they probably don't get along with the Muslims, the Jews, or the Christians over there. Anyway, while Smithfield reported a profit for the first time in 3 years last fiscal year, Pope has lost money for investors since becoming the CEO in 2006. Among meat producers under $1 billion in value, People's Food has the most net cash and gets all its sales in China, the world's biggest consumer of pork, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Smithfield is trying to increase its value by adding value to their brand. It's called value-added marketing. In previous years, they may have tried to grow more by raising more pigs. It should be hogs. Having some extra value with the brand, you can at least charge more for the product than doing strictly commodity. Well, anyway, there's a lot more to this article. I'll share a bit more and we'll proceed along. Quote, they might look more international than domestic, especially because of the emerging markets, he said. If they could get something like that pulled off, you think it would work to their benefit? Chiara Lombardo, a spokeswoman for Smithfield, declined to comment, referred to the company's long-term strategy for growth in its 2011 Farm-to-Market Conference presentation. From the Farm-to-Market Conference. In the presentation, Smithfield said it will take a disciplined approach to acquiring branded, packaged meat companies. I hope you're not eating too many of those packaged meats loaded with MSG and all kinds of other chemicals. The actual meat quality of the things, it's basically just your trimmings, you know. Why would you eat that stuff? Sausage? Jimmy Lee? Forget about it. Anyway, the company makes more than 50 brands of pork products and has 52,400 employees globally, making it the world's largest producer and processor of pork. Did you know that? Smithfield. Pope said in an interview that Smithfield would be interested and routinely look at potential opportunity to do something, particularly on the packaged meat side. And then it continues, and it talks all about it. Tyson Foods is in here, too. Tyson Foods, the biggest U.S. meat processor, returned 35% to its owners, while Hormel Foods Corporation, which makes Farmer John bacon and Spam lunch meat. A little bit of Spam and ham. A little bit of ham and Spam. How about 2 eggs, ham and Spam? How about some Spam and Spam and Spam and Spam? Had 74% increase. An acquisition of Downers Grove. Downers Grove. Sit around, do lewds all day. Tell stories. Listen to Grateful Dead albums. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Hey, I'm back again into the news basket. You know, what a bunch of junk there is this morning. Anyway, Fed might buy $300 billion in treasuries after QE2. I guess we'll just let the hog bellies go there in that lengthy article. Daniel Kruger, right, and John Dietrich writing this one for Bloomberg. The Fed Reserve, Bernanke, will remain the biggest buyers of treasury even after the second round of quantitative easing ends this week. Well, they had QE1, they had QE2, now it's going to be an accommodative process, and anyway, the QEs are not going to end. That could mean purchases of as much as $300 billion of government debt over the next 12 months without adding any money to the financial system, they said. The central bank, which injected $2.3 trillion into the financial system after the collapse of Lehman Brothers Holding in September, will continue buying treasuries to keep market rates down as the economy slows. Purchases are supporting demand at bond auctions, while Barry the Usurper and the Republicans of Congress struggle to close the gap between federal spending and income by between $2 trillion and $4 trillion. Between $2 trillion and $4 trillion. Quite the gap, I'd have to say. I don't think the Fed wants to remove accommodation in any way, shape, or form, said Matt Toms, the head of the U.S. public fixed income investments at the Atlanta-based ING Investment Management, which oversees more than $500 billion. It's quite natural for them to reinvest cash that effectively maintains the accommodative stance, or in other words, QE2, QE3, QE4 continues. George Soros says a euro exit mechanism is probably inevitable amid the debt crisis. a Euro exit mechanism. I wonder how long these guys stay up at night coming up with these terminologies. Zoe Schneeweiss, writing this one for Bloomberg. New news. Billionaire investor George Soros said it's probably inevitable that a mechanism will be put in place to allow weaker economies to exit the euro. Goodbye, BRIC nations. No, that's the pig's will. Well, we were talking about hog bellies. There's no arrangement for any countries leaving the euro, which in current circumstances is probably inevitable. What is that, secession? Soros, who's 80 years old, said at a panel discussion in Vienna yesterday on whether liberal democracy is at risk in Europe. That's social democracy. Socialism by any other name. Quote, we're on a verge of an economic collapse which starts, let's say, in Greece, but it could easily spread. The financial system remains extremely vulnerable. Has everybody got that? You got this on your browser? Everybody's got this figured out? I think most of us actually agree, close quote, that Europe's crisis is, quote, actually centered around the euro, said Soros. Quote, it's kind of a financial crisis that is really developing. It's foreseen. Most people realize it. It's still developing. The authorities are actually engaged in buying time, and yet time is working against them, he said. George Soros. Huh? Bretton Woods, too. The Institute for New Economic Thinking. Places to go, things to check out. Anyway, winning the bet, the euro erased its decline versus the dollar to trade little change, blah, 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 blah. Soros is the chairman of Soros Fund Management, blah, 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 blah. He also expressed concern the currency union would dissolve on January the 26th at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Yep, it did. He said then that the European policymakers must address their two-speed economy or risk the euro collapsing, though he added this was unlikely to occur. Plan B. He's got a plan B. We got a plan B. And let's listen to his plan B. Plan B. European Union leaders have vowed to stand behind Greece as long as Prime Minister George Papandreou, who won a confidence vote last week, pushes through his $78 billion euro package of budget cuts and asset sales. Investors are concerned a default would trigger contagion that would engulf other euro region members, including Ireland, Portugal, and Spain. Europe's leaders should look for alternative strategies to solve the debt crisis, Soros told the Vienna panel. Well, that's not all about that. Here's a little more. Fed Chief Bernanke, public approval, falls to the lowest with a too slow economy. You know, he's got two tools, really, in his toolbox. He can either increase or decrease the amount of money in circulation, or he can either increase or decrease the interest rates. Beyond that, monetary policy is pretty much short on tools. Joshua Zumbrum, writing this one for Bloomberg, Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, standing with the public, has slid to its lowest level in almost 2 years of polling on the issue, even as faith in the Federal Reserve holds up. Boy, I think they better run another poll. Bernanke is viewed favorably by 30% of those polled, compared with 26% who view him unfavorably. The remainder are unsure. They probably don't even know who Bernanke is. Anyway, in September of 2009, Bernanke enjoyed 41% approval and 22% disapproval. The Fed itself is viewed favorably by 42% of voters. Little change from previous surveys. Wow. I guess they don't listen to Become Vocal Local. The Bloomberg National Poll, conducted from June the 17th through the 20th, shows that the reputation of the Bernanke, who led the central bank through the longest U.S. recession since the Great Depression, has slid lower as unemployment rates have remained stuck near 9% or higher. Notice how they're starting to throw that one in, or higher, for 26 consecutive months. At 9%, that's pretty close to the bottom. It's a reflection of the fact that most Americans still don't feel like the economy is in recovery, said Greg Valaire, chief economist or political strategist at the Potomac Research Group in Washington, quote, if a team is doing poorly, the quarterback gets a disproportionate share of the blame. So I guess people will start throwing beer bottles and their shoes at the Bernanke. Murdoch's leap finds converts and cons as paywall use grows. What's this one about? Matthew Campbell and Amy Thompson. Well, everybody knows the controlled media, they're in trouble. People just couldn't give a crap for what they're publishing. Even though some of us, like myself here, go into this Bloomberg thing with great detail every morning. I like to know what's going on at Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg land, the mayor of New York City. But anyway, they're having a really hard time with their subscriptions, and so they're trying all kinds of things, and they're moving more and more towards this idea of a paywall. In other words, you log on to their website, and all you can see is sentence fragments and headlines. You can't read any of the articles unless you pony up the bucks. You wouldn't think that anybody would be foolish enough to fall for that, but apparently a lot of people are. Here's the article. Online news, video, and music providers are becoming increasingly open to charging for at least part of their content as paywall experiments by pioneers like London Times shows that some customers will pay. Of course, here at the Oracle Broadcasting Network, you have unlimited access 24/7, 365 to our archives. Can't say that for the other networks out there. Music video streaming site Vevo, Huffington Post owner AOL Inc., and London's independent newspaper said this month they may introduce paid subscriptions. If you like reading the Huffington Post, get ready. It's going to start to cost you. Joining the New York Times and London's Times in charging for online material. Making that pay will require careful execution and compelling content. Compelling content. Just look forward for the spin to really start picking up pace. Paywall advocates have said so have had some success convincing internet readers to sign up for subscriptions. And it continues, the mood is changing, said Charlie Beckett, the director of the Polis Media Research Group at the London School of Economics. Murdoch and the New York Times have taken the leap, and that encourages people, yet it's still a leap. Alex Hole, who manages the Times digital strategy, said at the Cannes Lions media conference this week that the newspaper's paywall is starting to see tangible returns. So maybe one of these days you'll log on to your favorite website. You're going to have to pay to play, baby. Pay to play. Ron Paul's anti-Fed message gaining respect for the White House bid. Yeah, that's right. In the news, Catherine Dodge. Can't dodge the Dodge, right? When Ron Paul announced 4 years ago he was running for president, congressman from Texas, misspelling there, had a tough time attracting attention. Paul, known for his anti-government views. He's not anti-government, he's just anti-this government, so am I. Opposition to the Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libyan conflicts, or we, and drive to get rid of the Federal Reserve, golf claps, Ron, stayed in Washington to declare his candidacy for the 2008 Republican nomination on C-SPAN. The cable television station devoted to government proceedings, his entry earned a one-sentence mention near the end of a Washington Post political story and little noticed elsewhere. So he's still getting snubbed in the media. Last month, well, we'll have to find out what happened last month right after this.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I would imagine that most of this audience are very well versed on Ron Paul and all of his views and things like that, so I'll just drop that article and just say, at least he's on Bloomberg. I gave him a pretty lengthy article, too. He's under the political section today if you want to find the latest on the Ron Paul campaign, but of course it doesn't say much in there. Jesse Bannon's mentioned again as an aide for the good congressman. Anyway, here's another one. Human errors fuel hacking as tests show nothing prevents idiocy. That's right, folks. We can cure your ignorance here, but we can't help you with your stupidity. Stupid can be fatal. Cliff Edwards, Olga Karif, and Michael Riley, writing this one collaboratively in the news for Bloomberg. U.S. Department of Homeland Security ran a test this year to see how hard it was for hackers to corrupt workers and gain access to computer systems. Not very, it turned out. Nice opening line. Staff secretly dropped computer disks. I hope they dropped the right ones. And USB thumb drives in the parking lots of government buildings and private contractors. Of those who picked them up, 60% plugged the devices into the office computers, curious to see what they contained. If the drive or the CD case had an official logo, 90% were installed. Human curiosity.
Look, Department of Defense, a thumb drive. Cool, dude. Let's pop it in and see what's in there.
There's no device known to mankind that will prevent people from being idiots, said Mark Rosh, the director of network security and privacy consulting for Falls Church, Virginia-based Computer Sciences Corporation. The test showed something computer security experts have long known. Humans are the weak link in the fight to secure networks against sophisticated hackers. You ever fall for those taglines, you know? Swedish porn, hottest hits, you know, the one you click on quickly. The intruder's ability to exploit people's vulnerabilities has tilted the odds in their favor and led to a spurt in cybercrimes. In real-life intrusions, executives of the EMC Corporation, RSA Security, Intel, INTC, and the Google Inc. were targeted with emails with traps set in the links. And employees unknowingly post vital information on Facebook or Twitter. It's part of a $1 trillion problem based on estimated costs of all forms of online theft, according to McAfee, the Santa Clara, California-based computer security company. Rule number one, hundreds of incidents are likely to go unreported, said Rush, who previously headed the Justice Department's computer crime unit. Corporate firewalls, costing millions of dollars to erect, often succeed in blocking viruses and other forms of malware that infect computers and steal data such as credit card information and passwords. Human error can quickly negate these defenses. Rule number one, don't open suspicious links, Rash said. Rule number two is see rule number one, and rule number three is see rules one and two. Don't open suspicious links. A full report on the Homeland Security study will be published this year. And they spent lots of do-re-mi to figure this one out, folks. You could have gone and asked a sixth grade class. They would have told you the same thing. Tactics such as spear phishing, sending a limited number of rigged emails to select group of recipients, rely on human weaknesses like trust, laziness, or even hubris. That's what happened in March when attackers used a clever ruse to exploit the discovery that RSA, the company that provides network access tokens using random secondary passwords, was in a hiring campaign. Organized attacks. Two small groups of employees received emails with attached Excel spreadsheets titled 2011 Recruitment Plan. The company said in April, the emails were caught by the junk mail screen. Even so, one employee went into the folder, retrieved it, and opened it. Got the virus. Yeah, baby. Banks may be forced to pay $50 million to $100 million to distribute the new RSA Secure ID devices. Watch it now. Secure ID devices. According to Aviva Litton, a Gartner, Inc. research analysis. So it took us a lot of paper and a lot of ink to get down to the meat and potatoes of this article. The team that hacked us is very organized and had a lot of practice. Yuri Rivner, wouldn't imagine that he was an Irish Catholic, head of the new technologies at RSA Security, said at a June 17th conference in Spain, quote, I can compare them to the Navy SEALs Team 6, which hit the Osama bin Laden. My God. They'll advance that just to keep that meme alive. The FBI began warning people in early of 2009 about a rise in spear phishing attacks. Of course, if you make all of this software that blocks all of this stuff, you can capitalize on all of this spear phishing, and I'm sure that's what they're going to do at the taxpayers' expense. Goldman Sachs, another article here. Adriana Brasileiro and Christine Lucchesi, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. is increasing its Brazil workforce by about 20% this year to expand in an economy that's growing more than twice as fast as the company's home market. That would be us, or the U.S., all right? So, like we always say, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Eventually, poor Peter goes broke. And Paul, the worthless parasitical puke that he is, falls off, and he goes looking for a new host. And so Goldman Sachs is now extending its network in Brazil. The Brazilian unit, which raised a headcount to about 300 from 200 last year, plans to invest during 2011 in research, asset management, private banking, sales, investment banking, and trading. The group's president, Valentino Di Carlotti, said in a video conferencing interview last week from Goldman Sachs headquarters in New York, quote, we've been growing a lot in Brazil over the past couple of years, but we still see significant opportunities to continue to build. Alejandro Volbrecht in Hausen. If I could speak German better, I'd give you that one right. Over the next several months, quote, we have robust growth plans for every product and division. So Goldman Sachs is moving in on Brazil. Goes on, talks about another fellow in here, a couple more names that are mentioned. Here it is. It's not plain vanilla. We're not planning to do a plain vanilla credit, close quote, said Daniel Weinstein, who heads investment banking for Goldman Sachs in Brazil, in a joint interview with Carlotti from Brazil. Weinstein's team grew to 40 bankers this year after the firm hired 10 people, including managing director Rodolfo Soares. Watch that name. Rodolfo Soares. Very prominent family. Previously the head of the fixed income at Banco S or Banco J Safra S.A. Soares is the head of a new division of structured credit. I'm going to stop on this article right here and say that back in about 2004, 2005, while I was scanning all the articles off of the Tavistock website, came into some seriously interesting stuff where Tavistock as a consultancy goes round and round, and especially they had a lengthy article, which I have in my folder here, in regards to helping these South American banks to, you know, basically reinvent themselves and some of make themselves more desirable as merger and acquisition targets. And so we can see that that campaign strategy is paying off now as Goldman and others move into South America. Again, Weinstein's team has grown to 40 bankers this year. Zurich-based Credit Suisse has about 36 investment bankers in the country, and the Banco BDG has 49. So there's more to that. You know, kind of a curious story, sideline note. Some of you might remember Hu Jintao, not Wen Jiabo, but Hu Jintao, coming to America to visit with Barry the Usurper. I didn't know this. It brought to my attention on another broadcast over the weekend. But Hu Jintao is basically the butcher of Tiananmen Square. And there's lots of articles up there that you can look into. Tiananmen is spelled T-I-A-N-A-N-M-E-N, Tiananmen, Hu Jintao, Tiananmen Massacre. Put that in your browser. You'll come up with a ton of material on that. But here's a guy that, you know, has moved right on up to the top. But they are not friendly people, and they may not be good neighbors. And they're moving into Idaho and all across America with their foreign investment zones, foreign trade zones. And I think we need to be very aware of that. We're going to have Vicki Davis on tomorrow to explain all about it. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide.
at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, June the 27th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. I'm at July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour of today's broadcast went into a variety of news articles off the Bloomberg website. And continue just for a moment further with Tiananmen Square. But before we leave off the news basket this morning, I do want to just say this. Tomorrow, again, we're going to have Vicki Davis joining us for the full 2 hours. And on Thursday, she'll be back again. She sent a bunch of links over the weekend, more than I had time to read. But that's the way it is with Vicki. You can find her work at channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com. You might review some of that. If you have any questions for Vicki as regards these foreign trade zones, you'll want to be prepared for the broadcast tomorrow and Thursday. But, when we think about China, the Chinese, of course, they're unimpacted largely by the Hiburu line of thought that came into existence 2,000 years ago and a little earlier than that. They are relatively uninfluenced by the Greek philosophies. They've got their own life, their own style. But when it comes down to who China is today, let's not lose track of the fact that they are what we built. All right? We built one of the best enemies that money can buy. We've been in China for the last, 60 years and longer, ever since we, 100 years virtually. Actually, far earlier than that, if you want to go back to the beginning with the Jesuit order, you had St. Francis Xavier went off to the east almost immediately after the Jesuit order was created. Left everything anti-establishmentarianism to the cadre in Western Europe, and he went over to the east. And so there have been many inroads into the east, whether you're looking at the tea trade or any of that, that have kept the Anglo-American now. Empire involved in that. The Dutch were involved in it, So we've been in China and we've been in Asia for a long, long time influencing what's going on. And like I said earlier, we basically have built one of the best enemies that money can buy. We made it possible. We made it possible through Ronald Reagan and everybody earlier and everybody after. We made it possible to have this favored trading status with China, and so much more could be said about it. So as we listen to what they're doing, we need to understand that anybody that is holding a lot of paper, notes from a questionable creditor, wants to collateralize that debt, and it's only a wise move for them to take care of their own financial house, but they are actually moving into our house to take care of that. Of course, they're not alone. We're getting plenty of pressure from the southern border and plenty of pressure from the northern border here in the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. But, of course, China celebrates their 60th anniversary with a military parade through Tiananmen Square, and Hu Jintao has his face sticking out of the top of the limo. What an incredible situation that is. Now, here's something local. Switch gears just a little bit. All the time I come in and I read out of this Barry County Advertiser, it's a local newspaper, it's a freebie, it's an advertiser. It's a good newspaper, one of the better ones, actually, in the area. But it's a newspaper that comes free of charge into my post box. Man, everybody around here gets it. It has a huge circulation. Here's a headline article off the front page, volume 44, number 36, Barry County Advertiser. New water meters to offer more accurate usage readings. We're talking about small-town America. The mayor and the city council in a meeting approved $5,068 to purchase order for new water meters. This is going to be the Census iPearl system. The reason for the upgrade is to go from a manually read to a touch read system. The Public Works Department will use a touch read wand that will transmit information from the meter directly to a handheld device, which will then be transferred to the billing system. 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back again looking at this article out of the Barry County Advertiser in regards to new water meters to offer more accurate usage. This is small town America, folks. This is a town of about 2,000, something like that. Anyway, TouchRead 1 will transmit information from the new meters directly to a handheld device, which will then be transferred to the billing system. Here's the quote, "Economically, this is the best way to move up the technology chain," stated Walensky. Now, this guy, Steve Walensky, he's a new hire. And there's lots of new hires here. You know, once you go into this enhanced 911 programming system, this GIS, GPS, global governance system, the BEAST system, immediately following that, of course, you go involved, get involved with this hazard mitigation planning system, multi-jurisdictional task force, and multi-jurisdictional planning system. And then, of course, they brought in an economic development zone. Then they brought in this DREAM Act, so that they can improve the courthouse square and the places around there, and everybody's getting subsidies for that, creating new taxing districts, etc. All of this is magnetic technology, allows for the capture of a previously unmeasured low flow and drives additional revenue for the utility. Now, what's this talking about? That means that water usage is going to go up because they have these new smarter meters, of course. And so they're going to compute your water usage in a different way. I don't know, most of you probably have never had a closed system water system as I have, but for over 10 years, I got all of my water off of a roof, all right? Rain barrels, gathered rain off this one half of a shop roof building that I put up, galvanized roofing. into rain barrels. That was all my water for years and years and years. Never ran out of water, by the way, and it never cost me a dime. I had to build the roof anyway, and cutting off the drain pipe was just a natural. Just moved everything up to the level so that I could divert the water as it rained into the rain barrels. Of course, it was dreadfully inconvenient. Every time it rained, I was out there marshaling my rain barrels. You know, you wash the barrels out with bleach, you know, get them all nice and squeaky clean, fill them up. I put a teaspoon of bleach in every barrel, capped them off, and then when I bring them in for water usage, I would run them through the Berkey filter. I think I had a pretty good system, never tasted any bleach in my water, and so on and so forth. But I can tell you that, 500 gallons of water is the maxo that I would ever use. And far less than that most of the time. Once you get inside of a house, however, things are different. Once you've got plumbing, running water, your washing machine, dishwashing machine, a carburetor, garbage disposal, you know, hot and cold running water, bathrooms, showers, toilets, and all that, your water consumption goes up. I've had to struggle to keep mine down around 500, and it's been very revealing, and that's what I'm trying to do, is to keep it right around 500 gallons a month. But anyway, the rest of the story is uninteresting when it comes to this. Basically, they have 165 residential meters to be replaced, which is a total of 10%. So they've got 1,650 meters total of the city's residential water meters. In March, the first 48 meters were purchased, and it'll take approximately 3 months to get them installed. The first 48 meters were purchased, taking approximately 3 months to install. Ain't exactly Blazing Saddles around here. Anyway, the 48 census iPearl meters at a cost of $105 each. Then it continues and it says this, in other council news, the city of Cassville has hired Noelle Harmon as a city clerk. Okay, so we've got lots of new people coming in here. Here's this woman, Noelle Harmon, coming in. And previously, she was the administrative aide in the budget office in Eugene, Oregon. She was the executive assistant to the financial director, city of Eugene, Oregon. She was the member of the Aurora, that would be Missouri, Planning and Zoning Commission. The mayor of Aurora, she worked as the mayor, if she was elected and served as the mayor of the town of Aurora. She was a city councilor in Aurora. She was the economic development director for Aurora and the finance director for Aurora. She's now the new city clerk here in this small town. All right, this is recruiting into building a system. I mean, the next thing you know will be an Ickley city, you know. But here's the rest of this article. The city has approved permits for two fireworks stands, blah, blah, blah. To date, the city has sent out 69 nuisance warning letters or summons for tall grass or other ordinance violations. Now, this is this new group. We've been warning about this. We went round and round and round with the city about not implementing the international, you know, property maintenance code, but they would not hear anything other than their own program, and we were unable to bring together enough people to oppose it. A lot of people making all kinds of ignorant and ill-formed ideas, but nevertheless, we were not able to stop it. So it's in now. And this is what you get. This is why you need to become vocal local. This is why you need to start building your local voting precinct groups. When they sprung this on us, we didn't have enough group here to do the job. All right. Anyway, to date, again, the city has sent out 69 nuisance warnings, letters, or summons for tall grass or other ordinance violations, according to city administrator Eugene Dilbeck. He's a new hire. 8 to 10 new properties are added to the list each week. 8 to 10 new properties are added to that list each week. What is a nuisance anyway? You know, go back into the law a little bit. Look at the Black's Law Dictionary, revised 4th edition, generously and kindly donated to our library by 10K Puddles in the chat room. Certainly appreciate this gift. It's an excellent dictionary. Black's Fourth, where they find nuisance, that which annoys and disturbs one in possession of his property, rendering its ordinary use or occupation physically uncomfortable to him. Are you uncomfortable if your neighbor's lawn gets a little long? Are you? Does it annoy or disturb your use of the ground on your property if your next-door neighbor doesn't keep his yard up as nicely as yours? Does it? What else is a nuisance? Everything that endangers life or health is a... Does a little bit of extra lawn grass next door to you endanger your life or your health? Gives offense to the senses? Are you offended by my grass? Are you offended that I don't slave over my lawn and my yard on a regular basis? Does that offend you, neighbor? Does it? Violates the laws of decency? Or obstructs reasonable and comfortable use of the property? It's a nuisance. Pretty strong stuff here. Annoyance. Anything which essentially interferes with the enjoyment of life or property. That class of wrongs that arises from the unreasonable, unwarrantable, or unlawful use by a person of his own property. Either real or personal, or from his own improper, indecent, or unlawful personal conduct, working in obstruction of or an injury to the right of another or of the public, and producing such material annoyance, inconvenience, discomfort, or hurt that the law will presume a resulting damage. How are you damaged by your next door neighbor's lawn grass? What a foolish occupation. Not only has America fallen in love with their balls, but they've also fallen in love with mowing machines. Mowing devices, everybody's out there pruning and gardening. If they only knew they don't own their own land, if they realized that they were just maintaining property owned by the state and the county and by the Federal Reserve because of the toxic debt, the toxic Federal Reserve note, I should say. If only they knew. If only they knew they were just little serfs on the plantations, that they were maintenance ops. You know, when they come in and they tell you, well, you have to cut your lawn. You know, well, I don't have a lawnmower. Well, you'll have to get one. Well, why? Well, because we said so. Well, are you going to provide it? No. And by the way, you're going to have to get a string trimmer, too, while you're at it, because you're going to have to weed eat around the edges. What, is there like a motor pool someplace I can check this out? Nope. How much are you going to pay me per an hour? Nothing. Ever heard of involuntary servitude?
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And if you'd like to call in, folks, you're certainly welcome to do so at 866-841-1065. We've got two callers in the queue. Let's go to the 919 area code and say good morning to our caller. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I certainly can. There you go. You're on now. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, yeah. This is Billy calling, and I've just got a question.
Go ahead,
Have
Billy.
You ever heard of Agenda 21?
Have you ever heard of this broadcast?
Okay, all right. Well, I've got a question. You know how they're trying to make people like use their property in a way that suits the establishment. You know, these like homeowners associations and things like that are trying to stop people from like growing edibles on their lawn. You know, it's kind of like I've got a grapevine. They're trying to make me tear it down.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know. Does that sound familiar to you? It's like I had never heard of a homeowners association.
Well,
when I bought our house.
Absolutely. And if you go back in time, you know, this really started coming into vogue on alternative radio back in about 2003 or thereabouts. We started to gain some traction, but a lot of us have been bringing this out for years. I can think of a woman named, I can't remember her first name, her last name is Kula, and she's talked about extensively these homeowners associations and the deleterious impact that they have, and people don't really understand what they're getting into. They buy into these gated communities and whatnot. But you've really given up so many of your rights, and any majority of that homeowners association and meeting assembled can basically just, you know, get rid of you if they don't like you. So it's kind of like coming into a club, and unfortunately they use the club over you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like I had never even heard of a homeowners association, and I just bought my property planning to basically turn it, you know, I'm going to get out of the apartment and start producing food. And as soon as I started doing it, I got these calls, and I said, well, they can't do that. And I said, well, yes, they can.
Yes, they sure
but,
can.
But anyway, one way around that is stealth gardening. Fortunately, most people are too stupid to recognize the difference between a decorative fern and an asparagus growing and things like that. So, you know, that's one way around it a little bit.
Well, there is another way around it, too, and it would be an avenue that I would pursue if I inadvertently or unintentionally found myself inside of a homeowners association, and that would be to form a counter attack, form your own homeowners association, and help to educate the other people just what they're trading off, just what they're giving up in order to have this group. Well, now, a lot of times, you can work with that, especially in condominiums and things like that. You can actually change the bylaws. You can change the rules of the homeowners association and give yourself back just a little bit of freedom. And as you demonstrate to other people that, hey, look, we're in an incredible financial downturn here. Have you ever thought about how wonderful it would be to have a fresh, juicy tomato bursting right off the vine in your salad? That's what I would like to do here, and I would like to have some carrots as well. Certainly you would, too. So let's get rid of this ridiculous impediment to our freedom and get on with it. Now, if you were to approach that with flyers and knocking on the doors and talking to people, you might be able to garner enough of a vote to get those restrictions removed from your homeowners association. And then as soon as you can get a niche, as soon as you can make the first crack to get your wedge driven into, then just keep right on going. And I think most of the people would probably like to see about 99.9% of their freedom restored as they understand more and more about the Homeowners Association. You might even go up on the Internet. Orlene Kula is the woman's name I was thinking of. You might go up on the Internet.
Say that name again?
It's Orlene Kula, and she's in California.
Okay.
She's in California. But you can also go to Michael Shaw's website, freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org, and you can click, you can link onto that. I've got a hot link right there on my webpage at Become Vocal Local. You can just click right on that, and then you can go in and work with that. Michael Shaw has got all kinds of material, but he also has many articles. He's got a lot of research papers, lots of good material in there that you can use. And so what I advocate is, when I say Become Vocal Local, and that is just taking back control right where we are. We can do that. We need to understand the system. We don't want to come in with our bullhorn blaring and our T-shirts and hats. You want to come in professionally, quietly, comfortably, and do it right. And you can, and many have, won at these kind of little battles.
Well, I appreciate that. I haven't lost yet. I mean, there are some people on my side. But anyway, have a nice day. I appreciate the advice.
Well, thanks for calling in, and call again. All right.
Bye.
Okay. Now, let's go to Sam in Missouri. Sam, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I was going to say, Will, on this whole issue with the city is going after people for all these petty things, maybe we should look at this a different way. What if I consider the city a nuisance?
Well, this is exactly with a plan that I've got formulating in my mind when I read this article yesterday. Really, what is the greater nuisance? A town or a small town that hires people from the outside, like this Dilbeck, that come in and they bring the city into a small town? What's greater nuisance? They've not only had, 69 nuisance warnings out. They've got another 8 to 10 new properties that are added to the list each week. Who is the greater nuisance here? I think if you look at the law definition of what is a nuisance, the greatest nuisance is this code enforcement officer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they do the same thing. It's like the federal government going after people for terrorism when they're the greatest terrorists in the world. I mean, in other words, pin on everybody else what you yourself are,
And another thing that comes into here, and I'd like to get into this deeper with Hal Anthony, maybe one of these days I can get him up early in the morning and get him on with us and we can talk about it. But I'm not positive on this. Maybe Ralph Winterow would have something to share. But I think that all of these ordinances apply to the property that is under the subject matter jurisdiction of the city. In other words, what they've basically done is they've bought their own handcuffs. They have to keep all of their property up to this standard of code, but we don't. It applies to them and them alone. And if we can move that through the courts, they'll probably just go ahead and dump it. Because if I were to really press it, Sam, and bring in a professional, independent inspector, I would imagine that we could shut down not only the courthouse, the historic courthouse, but most of the buildings in the city of Cassville. Seriously, on code violations. I mean,
absolutely.
We could hurt them so bad that they would bleed forever.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. When I served on our city council here, and that is, we had one of our aldermen one time try to put forth in one of our meetings that for example, planning and zoning does not apply to governments, that they can build anywhere they want, but planning and zoning only applies to the citizens. This is the kind of stuff you're dealing with, folks, when you're dealing with some of these city councils and counties and stuff like that. And this is a thing that I've been screaming about all along, and that is, we put these people in there, and there's too many of us that want to just sit by and allow people to quote unquote take care of everything for us. And as the thing I put forth a while back on our broadcast was this whole issue: would you allow these people off the street if you didn't know them to come in and babysit your kids? Well, no, wouldn't do it. Then why would you assume that these people are okay enough to sit in the councils of power to take care of, quote-unquote, everything for you?
Well, this is really the issue, because, there are a lot of people out there, yourself and Trish included in this, there are a lot of people out there that want the best for their neighborhoods, they want the best for their towns, and they're willing to step up to the plate. Unfortunately, there's just not enough of us yet, Had you had like a 5-4 majority on that council, who knows how many good things you could have done right there in Owensville. But until we get that kind of people peopling these boards and councils, it just turns out just like you do, basically just a kind of a disappointment. But stay right there, Sam. We'll bring you up after the break.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, just to kind of put some things in perspective for the previous caller and some of our new listeners that might be out there, let's put a little timeline on this. Sam, you know, I've got Sam Britton is online with us, folks, and he's got his own broadcast, he's got his own website. He's been carrying this broadcast from day one, Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. I plug you every single morning. But there's a lot more to this story than that. Over the weekend on Saturday, on Melody Hallett's Truth Quest broadcast, she had Jim Beers on and Darren Weeks of Govern America on RBN. And we crossed paths back in about 2005, I think, the first time, Sam, and have pretty much stayed in at least an arm's length communication ever since. And so for those out there that are trying to figure this out, I put this on the map on a Derry Brownfield broadcast in, I think it was 2004, 2005, in the summertime, I believe, where very few people had ever heard of the International Property Maintenance Code, and no one had ever heard of the International Code Council, and no one was really paying much attention to the rapid expansion of this enhanced 911 system coming on us and at us all across America. But Darren Weeks, it was Chris Gerner's American Exposé, putting that out, getting it out on the airwaves, attracted the attention of Wanda Benton and her group from the Ozark Property Rights Congress. We went immediately to work. Wanda and her husband sponsored me to come out to their area. I went there, spent the night in a hotel, got up fresh in the morning, and did a presentation before a live audience, I don't know, but somewhere between 300 and 350 people. And that town went wild. When they heard what the real story was all about, they almost had a lynching. But they got rid of a couple of county commissioners, blocked the implementation of their hazard mitigation planning system, put these codes on ice for a while. And these are some of the things that we actually can do. But you and I have been, you know, basically in the same fight for all this time, Sam.
Oh, yeah. Now, I do want to say one thing. I mean, now, certainly it's better around here than it is in a lot of places, but we still have a long way to go. I mean, they're still involved in hazard mitigation, that kind of thing. Now, after the one guy who I told you about before we went to the break got out of the council, that did seem to help as far as the, because the guy who we had that was on the council who made the comments that I was talking about earlier, he was a big big believer in the international codes. Well, why was he? Well, it turns out that he was code enforcer in the neighboring city of Rolla. So that's how that whole thing.
And isn't it usually an insider that's the real booster?
Yeah. Now, fortunately enough, another issue came up regarding our issues with the getting out of a energy pool here called MOPEP that kind of forced him to go. But the point of the matter is that he was one of the spearheads behind it. Now, the thing you got to remember about all this stuff is that even if you succeed in turning this stuff around, you can't let up because city councils come and go. You know, you may have a council that's doing pretty good right now. They're not harassing the hell out of everybody. They're doing pretty good. But remember, every 2 years, at least certainly on our council, there's somebody up for a vote.
Exactly. Okay?
And one of the problems that you got to combat all the time is the ignorance of people as they come in. One of the problems I fight with all the time here is two key issues. And I find this, when Trish and I go up to a local restaurant to eat here, I always kind of take the pulse of where people are. And I'll sometimes even purposely spark discussions, you know, on these issues just to get a pulse of where people are. And the two things I hear all the time, you know, because we've been around long enough, people know that Liberty Radio exists, okay? They know in some form or fashion because we do these broadcasts during the week, and then we have a large segment where we do music on the weekends to try to attract people who would not ordinarily listen. It's kind of one of those things, Will, where they come in. If you like music, we're playing Hang Around for our talk stuff, you know.
Exactly. Now, before we go any further, because I don't want to forget this, but why don't you plug your the website, too?
Okay, well, we actually have a Liberty Radio link over at theinformationcorner.com. That's T-H-E and then I-N-F-O-R. MATIONCORNER.com, theinformationcorner.com, all lowercase. And when you go there, there's a plethora of our radio shows that are posted there, but there's also a link to Liberty Radio. And we've been around for quite a while. We've been streaming it there now for a little over a year. We finally started streaming it there after the former place where we were doing our broadcast kind of disintegrated, so we thought, well, we'll just put the show out ourselves and stream it out there and let the chips fall where they may. And Liberty Radio's been up there for about a year or so now, and it's a 32-bit audio stream and shoutcast, and you can log into it and you can hear shows like this and various others that we post on here that we play on that stream. And then, of course, our shows are archived over there. But one of the things I find interesting here, Will, is I get two comments from people. One, well, there's nothing we can do about it anyway. That's what I hear. I hear that a lot.
Yes,
and that's what's been drummed in.
Nihilism and defeatism, you know, it's based on ignorance, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I hear that. And then the other thing I hear is people don't like listening to, quote-unquote, politics. And I told one of the things I put out here the other day, and I mentioned when I was up there, I said, well, let's get one thing straight. I said, we don't discuss politics. We discuss issues.
Exactly.
Politics is when you say, well, if this party's in, everything's going to be hunky-dory, and if this party's in, everything's going to be, disasters or whatever, when in reality, none of them, one's no better than the other one. And that's the thing we constantly put out, and it's like I try to get across to people all the time. Politics is when your guy can never do anything wrong, but everybody else is a damn dog.
That's okay? Exactly right.
And it's like I try to get across to people all the time, and that is abuse of power is an equal opportunist. It can come from any side, any place. And the thing I told people even back when I was on the city council, when I used to serve here on the city council, I said, I don't want you to even trust me. I want you to scrutinize everything, every damn thing I'm doing up there. I said, I don't. And I literally, this is no lie, Will, I had a lady come to me one time and she said, I'm so glad you're in there taking care of all these things for us.
Yeah.
Trish and I stopped her dead in her tracks and we said, wait a minute. I said, first of all, I'm not your mommy and I'm not your daddy. You're to participate in this process, too. I said, I can't do this all by myself. These are the things we've got to overcome. You got to get it through your heads, folks, that these people are not your parents. Parents, when you were a child, you think as a child. When you became older, you threw away childish things. Come on.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, the previous caller, you know, wondered, you know, whether I'd ever heard of Agenda 21. I don't know how many other voices out there have been, other than Michael Shaw and Tom DeWeese and some of the people, Mike Kaufman, people like that. I don't know anybody else on the radio, longest consistent broadcast, in regards to Agenda 21. But nevertheless, you know, if you want to find out more about Agenda 21, folks, as I've said 1,000 times, buy the book. Even if you have to get it used, look around. There are certain websites out there that still have a few copies of it left. But we need to understand that this is, as I stated so many years ago, this is the agenda for the 21st century. And failing to understand that, we can't understand the things that are happening around us. But if we just read the agenda, then we can see it, and all the lights just come on and on and on. You read these news articles, as you and Trish do, Sam, and you can just see it. Yep, this is a certain chapter here, and this is chapter here, and this is chapter 7, and this is chapter 7.59, and so on and so forth. You know the system, and so you can recognize it. But at that point also, then we need to step back one more step and say, this isn't the only agenda. There's gobs and a bunch coming out of the United Nations, and when it's not coming directly from the United Nations, it's coming from the government's panel on the implementation of Agenda 21. It's coming from ICLEI, or International, what is it, Councils on Local Environmental Issues. It's coming at us, and we're dying a death of 1,000 cuts. So there's 1,000 different ways that we can use our time effectively, but on a local level, I can think of none that'll have the better results, because this is all based on voluntary compliance, folks. You have to grovel at the feet of your code enforcement officer and go, yes, Mazza, I'll be getting right after that gutter work. I'll be cleaning up my yard. Yes, Mazza. And if you do that, then by the process of the easement of prescription, all of this is based on prescription. If you capitulate and you pay the fine or you do the work, then the code enforcement officer can go next door to your neighbor and say, hey, look, you got a little bit of a yard problem over here, too. Now, we just busted your next door neighbor. If you don't get busy, we're going to fine you. And so then they go over, they talk to the neighbor, and sure enough, they had that, you know, come on them. And so then they jump into line. And the next thing you know, everybody's on the bandwagon. But great comments, Sam. Great comments. And thanks for the call.
You bet.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you.
And your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so again, so if you're new to the broadcast and this is the first time you've heard Sam Britton on air with me, you might go up and visit the website. I will post it on my webpage as soon as I remember how to do it. But it's www.theinformationcorner.com, theinformationcorner.com. They've been interviewing people for years and years and years, including yours truly and other hosts out here on the network. Lots of good material that you can link to out of their website. But, indefatigable, unchanging, steady as a steady Eddie could be. Sam and Trish have my complete respect. Here's a little bit from Thomas Jefferson. I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. And that's the goal of this little internet homeschool classroom we call Become Vocal Local. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither their liberty nor their safety. Benny Franklin. One more article for today. Didn't intend to go this way, but it's gone this way, and it's fine by me. You're welcome to call in, folks, if you like, 866-841-1065, or I might have to resort to the books. But again, this is an article that was written by Senator Jack Goodman for the State Senate, District Number 29 here in Missouri. He's a senator for the southwest quarter of Missouri. And he's a long article. I won't read it all. But he's talking about He's talking about Senate Bill 108 in Missouri, which is to prevent potential problems in the housing market by protecting consumers from the undue cost of overregulation by the government. Now, Jack Goodman, I believe, is a Mason. I don't know how high up in the chain he is, but I believe he is. Nevertheless, he's got a good piece of legislation here protecting the consumers from the undue cost of overregulation. These problems, well, no sector of the economy, he says here in his article, has been hit harder than housing. At least he's honest and aware. Foreclosures remain at record high, and demand for new housing remains at a historic low. That's a recipe for disaster, folks. These problems make it vital for policymakers to avoid encumbering the industry with new regulatory costs. Wonder if we can enlist the assistance of Senator Jack Goodman to speak truth to power to this errant city government that's out there writing tickets for people not mowing their lawns to the city's standards. Again, these problems make it vital for policymakers to avoid encumbering the industry, the housing industry, with new regulatory costs. Senate Bill 108 extended an existing provision in state law that was set to expire. The expiring provision protected Missourians from an overreaching mandate in what? The 2009 International Residential Code. I guess Jack Goodman, through the continuous prompting of Arthur in Virginia, the Ozark Property Rights Congress, Far Southwest Chapter, has been paying attention. He's been reading the material that's been presented to him. He's aware of the deleterious impact of the ICC, International Code Council's Body of Model Codes and Model Acts. You can find the website yourself, iccsafe.org. But again, it's the overreaching mandate in the 2009 International Residential Code, which would require, listen now, the installation of a sprinkler system in all new constructed single-family homes. Can you imagine that, my friends? A fire sprinkling system in each and every home built. You might expect that in a commercial building. You might expect that in a high-rise. But since when? Which house have you ever been in all your life? The one you grew up in? The one you live in now? You have a fire sprinkler system inside your house? Well, there's more. Obviously, the mandate is designed to protect people in their homes, but consumers in the marketplace should have the freedom to conduct the cost-benefit analysis of that safety provision on their own. The decision and its concurrent expense should not be imposed upon home buyers by regulation. There is strong evidence that these types of fire suppression systems are no more effective in residential homes than a simple fire alarm. Yet, the cost of these systems, typically 1 to 2% of the total construction cost, would add a heavy burden to an already overwhelmed and struggling housing market. With so many people still looking for work, government must guard against placing any further burden on an already struggling industry. State government should certainly work to increase public safety, but only in an objective, balanced manner that protects personal freedoms and avoids unnecessary burdens on the private market. And Governor Jay Nixon has already signed SB 108 into law. So there is a little bit of a glimmer of hope out there. There is a little bit of reason. There is a little bit of a payback for all the many, 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 many hours of volunteer work that's been donated by people around here locally. We hear about this term from time to time, equilibrium theory of prices. What is it? This is just quickly, out of our textbook, continuing our study of the Introduction to Business, Gloss Baker. Price in relation to supply and demand. For a competitive situation, economists have advanced several theories to explain how the price of any given commodity is set. How is the price of gold or silver set on a regular basis? Well, we know the London Bullion Market Association are involved there, so is COMEX. And why the price level is where it is at any one time. How come gasoline prices right now today are $3.69 for diesel here in sunny southwest Missouri? The equilibrium theory of prices, which probably has the largest number of adherents among economists. Of course, we've talked about John Maynard Keynes and his Keynesian theories, all right? They're in the news as well. But it's this equilibrium theory of prices probably has the largest number of adherents. Now we'll let that go and go back to the telephones and say good morning to Mark in Texas. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, since you brought up sprinkler systems, let me tell you what happened in a town close to us. You know, we had that cold winter this last winter.
Absolutely.
What they'd done is in the library, they had placed these sprinkler systems per code, but they also got extremely green. So this green included, guess what? A thermostat that shut the thing off on Sunday when it was unoccupied. Guess when the storm hit? Guess what happened? It flooded the library, ruined all the carpet, destroyed about a third of the books, and that was because nobody was there on Sunday. They didn't even go in Monday because guess why? City services were closed. And guess what was right next? And guess what was right next door to the library? The emergency management director.
Reminds me of something from Aristotle, Book 5, Chapter 1. This is a quote from Aristotle. They are originally based on a mistake, and as they begin badly, they cannot help but they cannot fail to end badly.
I heard a phrase over the weekend I cherished when I heard it. It says, you can be educated beyond your intelligence.
Absolutely.
William, you have a great day, buddy. See you later.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark. And that's the truth, folks. You can. And I think that the police prove it on a regular basis. It is possible to be too smart to be either a code enforcement officer or a member of the local gendarme. All right. That's just the way it is. So let's go back. I wanted to pick that up. Didn't want to leave Mark hanging out there in the wind. And isn't that the truth, folks? You put in a sprinkler system in a public library, then set all of your thermostats to go real low and shut off on the weekends to conserve heat, and they freeze the pipes, and the pipes burst. And you want that in your home? What would happen if you were to go to Vail for winter skiing, and you came back and you found your house flooded because your errant fire extinguishing system triggered without a fire? Well, there is all of that. Again, equilibrium theory of prices, which probably, again, has the largest number of adherents among economists, assumes that two forces operated in the field of price, supply and demand. Everybody's heard about supply and demand. We talk about demand here on this broadcast all the time. If I wanted to reduce down the idea, the concept, the magnificent concept of sustainable development to one word, as I have in the past, that one word is demand. All right? That one word is demand. And what do I mean by that? In order for sustainable development to work, all of these change agents and the in-bed corporate media and all of academia and all of your politicians and all of their speechwriters and all of the teleprompter people, they all have to be on board to do one thing. They need to sustain, they need to prop up, and they need to continue the idea of sustainable development. Why? Because these are corporations. We talk about environmental and developmental concerns, we're talking about companies, corporations. Even in this 1967 textbook, the use of the word corporations is synonymous with concerns. So it's always generating demand for the environmental and developmental corporations, and that's all it is. It's money, baby. It has nothing to do with the environment. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until the next time.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.